Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
That Brian Baldinger spot might be the worst thing I've ever heard. Note, Brian, here's a note. Don't record in your bathroom. You think they noticed? Nah. All right. So listen, let's get the bus back on the road, shall we? I want to read you a story. And as Lions fans, I think it's just take a moment and smell the roses, meaning you get to be the team that laughs at other teams. You get to laugh at other people's dysfunction beyond me and my Giants. I'm talking about everybody. And I've said this. There are a lot of signature franchises in the NFL that I truly believe are just not serious operations right now. Now, long term, that's a problem for the NFL. Like the Pittsburgh Steelers. It's a small little family business run like a lemonade stand. That doesn't work. The problem is no one cares about Pittsburgh. But in cities like New York, Chicago, Dallas, these are not real franchises anymore. They're jokes. Well, the Dallas Cowboys may have just taken the Burger King crown. Are you ready?
Whopper, Whopper.
Double Whopper, Junior, Double, Triple. Oh, my God. Ed Werder has entered the chat. A 30-year veteran covering this team. Regarding Deion Sanders, I'm being told he would certainly accept if Jones offers to make him the next coach. Those around him are encouraging to pursue it, and Jerry Jones is enamored with the idea. But wait, there's more. Jane Slater, who covers the Cowboys for NFL Network, there's a lot to unpack here. Been on the phone nonstop. Here's what I've gathered from Deion to Jason Witten to Kellen Moore, Jerry Jones is on a solo mission. He's gone rogue, people. No official interviews or calls even placed to some.
Whoa.
He shut everybody out. But the idea, and Jane Slater with a straight face wrote this. Half joking, but not really. If Deion and Jerry happened, make no, in all caps, mistake, Jerry's pitching a show to Netflix and recouping and gaining any money that he wouldn't normally pay a coach and staff. At the very least, it's a marketing success. Tell me you're not serious as an organization without just coming out and saying it. The Cowboys would be better off writing the word unserious on their helmets and replacing the star with some form of pro combat edition. Deion Sanders, an owner going rogue, and a reporter who is widely respected saying, kidding, not kidding, TV show and things. Just, I know the weather blows here.
No.
I know it's cold. Just pinch yourself, because this used to be you. This used to be, you know, Matt Millen swindling the old man at a dinner for an extension. Or what member of the Ford family is going to get their turn running the team? It, guys, there's no Marty Morningwig motorcycle. There's no Rod Marinelli telling you stories how he was walking to school nude.
Steve Mariucci.
There's no nonsense. There's just winning. Rico is in disbelief at this.
Because I believe it. Because I see it happening. Because Jerry Jones has placed value over television and marketing himself rather than winning a Super Bowl. Like, honestly, if I could go back in time and say the man who bought the Cowboys back in the 90s would turn into this, I wouldn't believe it. Because at that time, man, I thought Dallas was going to win Super Bowl after Super Bowl after Super Bowl. Like, he put the league on notice. And now, this goes back to what I said before. I understand that Dallas is one of the blue bloods of the – somebody's got to do a wellness check. Somebody needs to step in there say
– don't do that.
Hey, guys, last year you forgot about free agency. You just forgot. Like, it wasn't on your calendar.
Do you remember when you used to do the ads – and at one point you started about crime and you're like, no. Have you ever considered a career in – Dion should teach a master class in how to grift your way up in life. Remarkable.
Yeah.
If he ends up getting the Dallas Cowboys head coaching job, that is a master class. Like, you could sell it next to Gordon Ramsay teaching you how to cook. Mm-hmm. Dion, grifter's going to grift. And just –
I mean, he would be on the Mount Rushmore of grifters. Jaden Rashada would be on there. Because I've yet seen him play.
He put Lane Kiffin to shame. I mean, seriously.
Yeah.
But,
well, wow. Kiffin just falls up. Like, he does stuff, but he doesn't deserve the promotions.
But here are your head coaches for the Cowboys right now. Okay, mind you. You're good. You got Dan Campbell, and I know it's scary. If you missed our conversation about Ben Johnson, the reports, Odyssey.com Rewind. I'm sure there'll be a YouTube video for that. You can like and subscribe if you so choose. Deion Sanders, Jason Witten, Kellen Moore.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And reports are Jerry's not looping anyone in the organization in. He's gone rogue. He's not even doing anything officially. It's just back channel.
And I thought that maybe the Deion thing was a joke because I saw reports that Robert Saleh wasn't going to get in. I was like, okay, all right.
Here's the real stuff.
Okay, now that we're done, you know what? He woke up and was like, wait, did I hire him? No. Oh, thank God. Okay, let's actually go after a real coaching search. But to value this and to get a TV series, I mean, the lines are blurred. It's like Tom Brady. Like, there's no separation of church and state. It's like, You say that I ruined college football. No, the NFL is showing you, no, they're telling me, wait, I can ruin a sport.
I think
watch
it just
this.
It gives you more faith in Sheila, more faith in Brad, more faith. Look, running an NFL organization, here's what the comp would be, right? Obviously not in seriousness. The comp I'm giving you is the utmost respect I have in this earth is for our military. But like, if you're in SEAL training, buds. Part of that is six-man crew with one guy, and they got to guide this dinghy, and they train out in Coronado, and they do it in the winter. And it's ice-cold midnight swims, but part of the testing on a daily basis is they got to paddle their way through 8 to 10 foot surge. Brutally difficult. How do you do it? Everyone has to be rowing in the same direction at the exact same pace at the exact same time.
Good way of putting it.
That's what it takes to win in the NFL. You can't have an owner go rogue. You can't have weak links. Every department, everyone. Now, what do the Lions have? They're all rowing at the same pace. It
works so well, Mikey, if you think about it. It's why Ben Johnson is like, no, I've seen what success looks like.
Right.
And unless you can promise me we all go in the same direction.
Right.
Telling the Chicago Bears, I need you to confess your sins and say how bad you are so we can move forward. Basically, you get the woman out there with the shame bell. Shame.
Ryan down Paul's Michigan nude?
Avenue. Yes.
Do we get Ryan Paul's nude down
shame.
Michigan Avenue?
Shame.
So, yeah. When you wonder why franchises continue to fall on their face and yet the Lions have been able to ascend, it's not mysticism. It's not this luck or magic. It's that everyone, think about this, from Sheila to Chris Spielman to Brad Holmes to Dan Campbell, staff, players, unified. There's a synchronicity to it. It just,
because you know why, Mike? Sheila got it. Her dad didn't. Let's just call it what it is. Her mom didn't. Dad would. It was the coaching graveyard. Elephant graveyard. You would come coach the Lions and you would never coach again.
Because there'd be a lot of politics with the hires. Yeah, you know that.
You know, Matt Millen, well, he was a good guy. And I would like for him to be my son.
He charmed dad at dinner.
Okay, but, you know, you took somebody right out the booth. He never coached. Yeah, but, you know.
And then gave him an extension. Yeah. But no, that was all. I just, when you want to know why teams like the Giants or the Cowboys or the Bears, they can't get it right, it's actually an exploration in your history. And only by now looking at other teams and going, wow, that's effed up, can you realize how effed up it was here. Because sometimes you're too close to it and you just want what you want and you want to see the world the way you want it, not the way it is. Mm-hmm. Much easier to see the truth when someone else is struggling with it and you go, oh, that's effed up. Mm-hmm. Oh, that was you.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't have to worry about that.
You are correct.
We don't.
But no, yeah.
Jerry, you just do you, man.
Dude, I do think that they got to have an intervention. Maybe there's your TV show where you do an intervention with
they
the
load
Giants.
Jerry into a conversion.
No, with the Giants and the Jets and the Cowboys and all of these teams. Like, hey guys, this is rehab. Get your life together.
Well, you'd have an easier time fixing Jerry Jones and John Mara. They don't do spinal replacement.
Just saying.
I just got a rich old jellyfish running my franchise.
Oh, golly gee, I won't sleep well if Saquon's going to...
No, this is the thing, though.
Wait, the Jets, did you guys really say it's based on what your kid...
You will address me as Mr. Ambassador, bitch.
No, you're in rehab. We will call you what you want. You're in rehab. Right
Woody
now.
Johnson. Oh, by the way, hey, Lion fans, the Jets didn't think Ben Johnson was a fit. Didn't call him. I quit. If I were a Jet fan, I would quit. You have to be clinically insane to say, Benja, what, you don't like the touchdown play? All right, that's
if
all.
I'm AG, I don't know if I'm insulted by that. Like, wait, so you didn't interview you, my boy?
Just take the money. If you're AG, just take that 40 mil.
Make sure you get as much as you can guaranteed, because the beauty of it is you'll get another job someplace else.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.